I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm surprised you two didn't ask one of the questions. The only question I really got after telling certain people, mostly women, all women, about this engagement. I don't know why. Maybe we could talk about this another time, but as soon as we say, hey, we're engaged, we did the whole FaceTime thing. And
yeah.
The first question that comes out of their mouths is...
What'd she say?
Did she say yes?
The second question.
Did you set the date? When's the date?
Oh!
I'm like, well, once you hear this story, you'll realize that I definitely don't have the answer to that question.
How could you possibly plan another thing? You're like planning out this moldy house reno years in advance. Oh my God, I can't wait to hear this. All right.
It was Friday morning and we decided it's time to check the appliance thing off of our list. It's a big purchase that we had to make for this mold house. And so we went to a department store and picked out all six of our appliances, swiped a card, and it hurt. It hurt to swipe that card because it's a big purchase. Luckily, because I don't have it. The way it's going to sound after this story, it's going to sound like I'm made of money. This is 0% financing for 2 years. That's the only way that we can swing this.
Right.
So we got our six appliances by, I think, 11:30 in the morning. It was a big morning for Black Friday. We got there, we had an appointment, but by 11:30, we already spent thousands of dollars. Six appliances. So then a car salesman friend of mine goes, hey, I know you've been thinking about getting a truck. It might be a bad time, but the deal we have today is not going to be back until next Black Friday. And for what he already knows the situation, for what you're paying on your lease now, only for a couple bucks more, you can get a beautiful Dodge Ram truck. So I go, let's go look. So we zip over to Avon. Wow. And my buddy Mike helps us out with getting a truck. So we lease the truck by 2 o'clock. Leased a 2021 Dodge Ram. And again,
it is gorgeous.
This is not a $600-$700, $70,000 truck. It's not like that. But it's new. And
it's
never had anything new. I've never had a truck. So it just worked out
The
same day. So then we go over to Jake's, the bar? In North Chilai. Because it's lunchtime.
Yeah.
We're hungry now.
Okay.
We just pulled the trigger on two huge things.
Yeah, I need a sandwich.
Go home and eat peanut butter, dude. Going to Jake's.
So we went to Jake's and we have a beer, we have a shot, have some lunch, and we're honestly doing something that you tell people to do and people tell you to do, but you don't actually sit and do it, right? I sat there, I'm looking at my girlfriend, and I'm just feeling incredibly grateful. What the heck kind of year was this? I mean, this time in January, I have my dad in my life. I'm not even thinking about stepping into a radio station again. Trying to run the plumbing business. Couldn't even think of what a pandemic is.
Yeah, right.
Fast forward all the way through this and all that's changed. And I had a regular haircut. Now I have a super cool haircut. I mean, it's been the year of change. So I'm reflecting on all that over a shot of Jack Fire and a Jenny Light bottle.
Oh, Jack Fire.
And Meredith and I are talking. And I swear like a movie, this starts playing on the jukebox at Jake's. The Chris Stapleton song. And it just gets me all up in my feelings, and we start kind of saying little jokes back and forth. What a day. What a day. We just kept saying, what a day. Cling, cheers. What a day. And for some reason, we both kind of went in the same direction. I go, imagine if we got engaged today. It would be the most legendary day ever. Well, As the song continues to play, this song makes me think of my dad because he wasn't the biggest country music fan, but he would listen to anything Chris Stapleton sang. It didn't matter how twangy it was, how country it was. If it was about a truck, a dog, and a tractor, he'd listen to it.
Yep.
Otherwise, he's listening to AC/DC and Grateful Dead. So I'm thinking of him, thinking of, again, the year. Maybe one more shot of Jack Fire. And I go, let's go look. Let's just go look. So we pay our tab. And we go to there's a place close to there, a jeweler close to there. I just Googled it. We went over there. I walk in hot, too. And now my mullet's flowing, by the way, because I'm wearing a regular hat, a regular baseball hat.
Okay.
You know the Bills hat I wear, the brown one?
Yeah.
So I walk into this jeweler I've never been to. I go, you guys got engagement rings?
Oh.
And they high-fived each other.
So
one of them just walked in the door.
Maybe you're in the wrong place. We may not have any. Why don't you try the Walmart?
So they showed us the rings, and I could see it in her face. And Meredith is the least decisive person on the planet. Love her, obviously, but just doesn't make decisions well. So she looks, and I could see it in her face. She goes, I just don't see anything I like. And then the jeweler goes, oh, it would take 3 or 4 weeks anyway. I go, okay, thank you. Can I have a car just in case this all goes to crap today? We do have to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Great. We go to another place that I've looked at before. And this place is more, it's on the east side, more fancy schmancy, kind of out of our budget, way out of our budget. And that's just the kind of place it is. No knock to them. I'm just not there. We're not there. And she didn't want to be there either.
Yep.
So we walk in and walk out of there, and I look up a place up the street, The Source. And I go, they close in 45 minutes. What? How much damage can we do in 45 minutes? So we walk in. Meredith goes to the bathroom because the one on the east side is in like a shopping mall where you walk in to go in. So she goes up to the public restroom. I make a left and I run into Michelle over there, and she's wearing a whole outfit of like cheetah print. I'm like, this is my place.
Wow.
Cha-ching.
So throughout the process, Meredith pulled up a picture of something that she would want. She just wanted a plain gold band and one stone.
Yep.
Maybe at the beginning of this whole thing, she wanted an oval. Somewhere along the line, she switched to a circle. I don't know how any of it works. So I go up to Michelle. I go, listen, can I be blunt? She goes, please. I go, I want to get engaged today. I want something that looks like this. Doesn't matter. Purity, clarity. We don't care. She really doesn't care. Here's my budget. Can we walk out of here with something like this today? She goes, sure, let's do it. So she's so great. We're walking around and she's like, I could do this and this one that'll look closer to that, but that won't be today. We need it today. I go, we need it today. So Meredith comes back in. She's, what are you doing? She's starting to panic a little bit.
I leave for the bathroom. He buys something
you
else.
You pick out the moldy house. I'll pick out the ring.
So she's picking out. She's going this one, that one, this one, that one. This is the one. This is the one I like. And we know her size at this point because we've been to two other jewelers. So then she really freaks out. She leaves the store. She goes, you're not doing this now. I go, yeah, this is the best day ever, right? Best day ever.
Aww.
And she goes to the car. She's like, give me the keys. She's texting me. She's honking the horn, flashing the lights. I'm like, Michelle, I hope that cheetah isn't just an outfit because we need to move, sister.
That's awesome.
So she gets it done. She gets the price. She swipes the card and she gives me this thing that goes on the ring to make it fit better. I guess you use these to try them on.
A ring guard.
Yes, but she goes, sorry, Michelle. She goes, don't tell anybody this because this is like an industry thing where you don't let this leave with the ring with it on the ring. It's like a rubber thing that makes it fit because it's a size 6 and she's a size 5 1/4. She goes, please don't tell anybody because we're not. I know you want to get engaged today, so you can take it. But make sure, please come back before you start posting pictures. We don't want people to think that we're letting people go off with these guards.
Oh.
And that's how we sell our rings. So that's not the case. So I get there. She's panicking. She's sitting in the passenger seat. I go, hey, what's up? She goes, what'd you do? Did you do it? I go, no, I didn't. She's like, I saw the bag. You did it. I go, okay. So I start driving to Tri-Line. I couldn't think of anything else at this time. I'm out of crazy ideas. So drive to her parents' house. Her parents are in their 70s. They live just them two, mom and dad, Ruth and Gary.
Okay.
And I pull up to the beginning of the driveway with the headlights on, put the high beams on because now my phone's in the phone mount position where I could record out of the windshield like a dash cam on a police car.
Okay.
I go knock on the door. They were settling down for the night, but they came out. Can you come out to the front of the driveway real quick, and Meredith knew it was going to happen, but she's still acting as if she doesn't. She can't help it. You know, this is not like a thing she's doing just for their sake.
Right.
She's just freaking out. So I bring them out and I go, you know, a lot of people in my life have told me for 31 and a half years that I need to control my impulses, that it can only lead to bad things, that I have to be smarter and I have to think things through. And I just, you know, the three of you haven't done that. You've done nothing but embraced me and supported me. If I want to do one thing one day and the opposite the next, you're there. All three of you are nothing but support. And I just wanted to show you that sometimes an impulse could pay off. So I got down on one knee and I said, will you make me the happiest man on earth and be my wife?
Oh,
she said
with her
yes.
Mom and dad.
Yeah. It was just us four. It was kind of drizzling. I mean, from Jack Fire shots to
that
the driveway
so
in Shiloh.
Sweet.
What's more country than that?
it's so sweet.
What a euphoric day.
Yeah.
What a day.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And you will never forget that. And I love that that's your story now.
And her, I can just tell you from my point of view, her parents are so grateful they got to be able to see that.
Yeah, we did the FaceTime round.
Just like, you guys.
They're like, you're not coming. You're not leaving. You come inside and sit down. And, you know, the whole, all the stress weighed into my stomach. Like, just all like, not stress, but anxiety. More
yeah.
like excitement. Not, I shouldn't say stress. Excitement. And we made the FaceTime rounds and, you know, whoever picked up, everybody has the same reaction. Hey, oh, like every single time. And they cried.
Oh,
everybody cried. It
that's
was
so great.
Good, exciting stuff. You know, there was a little bit of a hole for me because
sure.
my parents aren't with us anymore. So I called my stepdad, who's I'm very close with and getting closer with by the week, I should say, because I do talk to him a lot more. And he was very happy. My brothers and sisters down in New Jersey, random cousins and stuff that I'm close with. But it was just, it was, what a day. We kept saying it all weekend. What a day.
I bet. That's awesome. Oh my, it's just great. It really is.
Very
just great.
Excited for you.
Me too.
So thank you everybody from the guy at Best Buy who helped us with our appliances all the way to Mike at Bob Johnson for the truck. The two jewelers that we didn't end up going with, it led us to the path of exactly
Cheetah
what
woman.
She wanted. To Cheetah Woman, Michelle at the source. And even to the bartender and the nice people at Jake's, I just made everything what it was.
It's like your own 12 Days of Christmas song. Six appliances, one new truck, and a shiny diamond ring. It's
what a
awesome.
Day. What a
what
day.
A day is
wow.
right.
It's not always easy being the new kid. Just ask Chris Kanye. He's part of the all-new Be Morning Coffee Club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.